T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Chris Chelios.
Up the boards to Chelios with room. He shoots. Score!
BetMGM ambassador, the king of sportsbooks.
Nice play by Chris Chelios.
Hockey Hall of Famer.
Chris Chelios is not human. I'm convinced of it. Not only will he go in the Hall of Fame, I think he should go in the Smithsonian.
Blackhawks legend.
Chelios will add defense, but he'll also add offense to the Hawks.
Steve Smith ahead to Murphy. Nichols at the line. Chelios moving in.
Three-time Stanley Cup champion.
What a competitor Chris Chelios has been over the years, and he's been a winner every place he's ever been.
Chris Chelios with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. And joining us now is BetMGM ambassador Chris Chelios. BetMGM, the king of sportsbook. And Chelly, we got the NFL draft tomorrow. The obvious question, have you worked out with Caleb Williams?
No, and hopefully I won't need to. And he'll do fine, and, you know, the Bears will turn it around.
You know everybody, though. I figured that there'd be some sort of connection out in Hollywood or Malibu or wherever he has been, and you have been. No Caleb connections, though, huh?
No, I'm sticking with the older guys. I'm going to, you know, this younger generation's a little too advanced for me, so I'm just gonna moderation now for me. Nothing crazy anymore.
Do you know, when you look at a draft, and obviously I mentioned the NHL draft, the Blackhawks will have 7 picks. We don't know how high, but they should have some really good draft picks. 7 picks in 2024. I don't know where you're at with quality over quantity. In other words, are you just looking for the best player that can help you long-term, or are you looking at specific positions and how you can get better as a team?
I think it's position, you know, because you need the chemistry to, you know, you can't have all superstars. There's not enough pucks on the ice for them. Or, you know, it's almost like baseball's gotten to where you got the middle reliever, the closer. So there's guys that are great on faceoff, guys that are great defensively. So there's chemistry, but the one thing I did like, I think Kyle Davidson, you guys probably saw the articles about surrounding Bedard and speeding up this process of the rebuild, which I think fans love to hear that, regardless of, you know, what happens in the draft. You know, it looks like they're going to make some moves for free agency too, which is great. They're obviously going to get a top pick, top 3 pick, right, which should be a guy that could, you know, start in the NHL right and be an impact player, somewhat like Bedard. But it's exciting, I think, that they made that announcement. And, you can't – that type of year, finishing, you know, second to last, that's, you know, for a city like Chicago and a sports city and the Blackhawks, what they've built, that culture with the 3 cups – you know, you got to put a better team out on the ice, and they're aware of that now.
That alarm means it's time to win. You're right, Kyle Davidson. It means that it is time to start getting serious about winning again. And I wonder, Chelly, as you listen to the exit interviews, some of the veterans sounded a little bit ticked off about why this hasn't come sooner. It's Seth Jones probably being the most outspoken guy. He's got the longest contract and maybe the most security. What did you think about the tone of his comments and the idea that the Blackhawks have been unable to sustain anything because they're getting a lot of guys on one-year prove-it deals They don't feel like they can build that kind of chemistry. And they were pretty vocal about what they were living through.
Yeah, I mean, that's good. It's like the players find it unacceptable, and they're sending a message to management. And then Foligno, too. It's good it wasn't just one guy, Jones. You know, Foligno had something to say also. You could see the frustration in his interview. So I think it's a good thing. I'm sure, you know, they're talking to Davidson, and Luke Richardson's probably had some input. You don't know what's said behind closed doors. But I think it's a frustrated group of guys that know they have to get way better.
Yeah, I don't doubt that. Do they need a big splash move? We've had these conversations about, you know, could you bring back Koehner? And, you know, you keep wondering, why would he want to come back? But at the same time, that would speed up the rebuild.
Yeah, I mean, you got that big house up on the north side. He'd like nothing better than to use it, I'm sure. So, and I know he's going to spend the summer, at least part of his summer in Chicago. He loves it. Things change quick. And after that, you know, I know it's just one game, but when he came back and the ovation, the crowd, I think it'd be one of the greatest PR moves ever to bring Kane back. But, you know, that's not my decision. But as a fan, which I've always been of the Hawks, I think it'd be amazing for him to come back and play with Bedard and whoever this other the top pick's going to be. It'd be great.
Or if we're talking about guys past their prime, last night I came to mind watching the Lightning and the Panthers. Steven Stamkos is going to be available perhaps. He could be a guy that also – you're going to have somebody like that, Chelly. I think they're going to have to need, whether it's Kane or Stamkos, just a proven scorer, a proven commodity to line up alongside Bedard to kind of to upgrade the talent level, don't you?
Yeah, I don't see Stamkos, but a player of that stature, yes. And the good thing is it's such an easy market in Chicago to sell that to a free agent. It's a great city. You know, people love to come play there. So that's the one advantage that we have in Chicago, signing those free agents, where it's tough to get, you know, Canadian teams, it's impossible almost to get guys to sign up there in other cities. So, yeah, the veteran guys like that, the leadership, you know, that they've played roles and had success, so they're out there. They're always out there, and hopefully we'll be able to land a couple of those guys.
Yeah, you know, I think it's interesting because I think when we talk about, you know, especially in hockey, the different types of players there are, you need, as you said earlier, kind of to be able to mesh the different skill sets together. And I look at the Blackhawks and I think, you know, they obviously you want top-end stuff, but there are some lower-end players that you need to improve too. There are, you know, there are going to be seven or eight guys that are going to leave this team for various reasons as you look to build this thing moving forward. And you don't just want young draft picks coming up. You need kind of a combination of players and different age groups, let's say.
Yeah, and there's got to be improvement with these young guys. You know, Kershev's got to start, you know, he had a pretty good year offensively. You know, he's just got to start learning to play the both ends, and as another guy's. And you know, they got some good young picks. We just a couple of the kids they signed at the end of the year. They're going to get their opportunity. But again, you have to have that. I'm a big believer in veteran leadership in that room. It goes a long way, and I like those big clunker defensemen that, you know, don't look like they do a whole lot, but they just know how to play.
Chelly, I don't think anybody in the NHL playoffs has as much to gain this year in terms of stature or legacy or whatever than Austin Matthews. If the Leafs can win the East, if they can get into the Stanley Cup Finals, I think you look at that and he would be the biggest reason why. Do you agree, or who else do you see has as much to gain?
Oh, my God. Like, I watched that Florida-Tampa game. Now, they lost Bennett yesterday. I don't know if his wrist or his hand. That's a big loss for them. But it's tough. Like, I honestly couldn't predict between Boston. I don't want to count out Carolina either because they play such a perfect game. But it's just like survival of the fittest. If Toronto can stay healthy, you know, they do need to make them, you know, a run in the playoffs here. They've only been by the second round in years with all that skill and great regular season. So that'd be such a disappointment if we, you know, you don't see Matthews go deep in the playoffs. But again, Boston seemed to have had their number. They got a little life there last game. Maybe, you know, that'll carry over into game three. But it's a long playoff, and it just, you know, one significant injury. You saw Vancouver lost their starting goalie, and Nashville was all over that kid that had to play. So it's going to be a long playoff for these teams.
Great stuff, Chris. Great catching up with you. Appreciate your time as always, man.
Thanks, Chelly.
All right, guys. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
That's Chris Chelios. What a good dude. I'm surprised he hasn't worked out with Caleb.
I'm surprised
he hasn't caught a pass from him, too.
Maybe what? Saturday.
Caleb is really quiet. Like, he lives a low profile. He doesn't go out a lot. I think, you know.
Really?
Yeah. Did you see the whole Lego party thing with him? He gets Legos with his friends, and they do these huge, like, Lego kits. And, like, they each get a bag and the instructions, and they kind of spread out amongst his apartment, if you want to call it that. And like, they put these things together and then like come together with each piece built and then start stacking them. I mean,
so
that's
like this, like they make the Sears Tower or something. Everybody has a little,
everybody has like a little piece of it, right? Like they make a cruise ship. I'm saying like that's Caleb is like, he doesn't mind going out, but he knows not to stay out too late. He knows to get out of a situation before things get off the rails a little bit. I mean, do yourself a favor. David mentioned it's about 90 minutes, but if you're like on the fence or you're all in or all out on Kate, if you're a Bears fan, you need to watch that thing because it's
the pivot.
You need to watch it. It's outstanding. I mean, and you might come away with it still hating him. And if you didn't like him going in, you might come out loving him.
I don't think there's as many people.
It helped me like him more.
I don't think there's many people that hate him as much as you think.
Yeah, I just.
I think a lot of people are coming around, Dustin.
Well, okay, coming around. But they did. David, you made it a point that said no more talk on this show about trading the number one pick or about Caleb Williams not being the number one pick. I have worked in sports talk radio for over 20 years. I've worked in sports talk radio. Almost 30 years I've worked in sports talk radio. I have never seen a topic more 50-50 than Caleb Williams, Justin Fields.
Well,
ever.
But I am not arguing with you, Dustin, because you are a master at your craft. But I would say that anybody that is still in the Fields camp, and by the way, did you see Shefty reported that the Pittsburgh Steelers are picking up his option. They're going to give him the $25
million. No.
That's what he said.
They are picking up his option? No.
They are not going
they're
to
not.
Pick it up.
Oh, they're not.
Picking
no,
it up.
They're not. Picking no,
it up. Well, no one should.
No, absolutely
but,
not.
But
that's no surprise.
Okay.
Because he's not.
That's a whole other story.
But my point is, he's no longer on their roster. He is now a member.
He's somebody else's problem.
That seems exactly so right. Long ago. That debate,
but I mean
that
debate,
divided a city.
That debate doesn't exist anymore.
It doesn't.
Right?
We've got a call on line one that is anti Caleb Williams. That the Bears
right,
have
we'll
traded the answer.
We'll get to him next. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.